You are listening to Vanguard Unpacked, a podcast produced by Vanguard Preparatory School in Dallas, Texas. Our purpose is to provide parents and caregivers with tools and strategies to strengthen relationships with their children and each other. Vanguard is a proud member of the Mensa Education Group.
I am Patty Pickering. I'm the head of school at Vanguard Prep School. I am here with Becky Hodnett, our principal of admissions and clinical services, and Kevin Goodnight, our director of family services. And we just wanted to offer a podcast as another way to get information, tools, and strategies to our families. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Goodnight. And what do you think we ought to start with?
Thanks, Patty. I appreciate that. I'm Kevin Goodnight. I'm the director of family services here at Vanguard. And, you know, the parents are spread so thin in the school, and we have these parent education meetings and family support groups a couple of times a month, and it's attended as people can do it. But the thing that we like to give the families is language around what we do here at the school. And I think validation is probably one of the most important tools that we use as teachers and certainly as clinicians. And so if we're thinking about validation, I think the easy definition of that is just letting someone know that they are seen, heard, and known. Like, I see you, I hear you, and I know who you are. Mm-hmm. Like, at a really core kind of level, because our kids that we see many, many times don't have that. They don't have that. They don't experience that in other school settings or maybe anywhere in their life. And so that's a very isolating thing. And so because we're all about building relationships, right, that starts with trust. Mm-hmm. And so the way that I'm going to connect with a kiddo is to validate what's going on with them. And the way that that looks is like when a kid's having a really hard time and they're really struggling. It could be a meltdown. It could just look like a kid gets really quiet and puts their head down. But I go to that place with them. We call it going down in the hole with the kid and just not trying to pull them out of it, but just saying, I'm going to be right here with you. Whether they're screaming and yelling or they're crying or they're just completely shut down and quiet and can't talk, we sit with them. And we validate, you know, wow, it looks like you're really angry right now. Or it looks like you're really sad right now. And it's okay. I'm not going to try to pull you out of that. I'm here with you.
Right.
And let's just see where this goes.
And I think parents so often, you know, you want to comfort your child. You want them to be better. You want to help them get past it. And we jump past that opportunity
yes.
to just be with them in
yeah.
the moment. And just
and because
sit in
that's
it.
Uncomfortable. And as a parent, when I see my child in a place that's really uncomfortable, as a clinician, as a teacher, when I see a student really struggling, it feels uncomfortable to me. And I want them to get through that. Because it's uncomfortable, but to stop everything and let's just sit in this for a minute. Let's just let them be in it and kind of go through it. There's something that happens with that, right, Becky?
Sometimes the things that are maybe coming out of their mouth or their perception of a situation, in your head, you're going, man, that's crazy. I can't believe they thought that, or I can't believe they thought I said that, or that's, I watched these two peers interact. This is not how this went down at all. And so what they're needing in that moment is, I mean, we don't want to get into no, you're wrong, or no, that's not what happened, or anything. They need their perception, their reality, to be validated, for lack of a better word. They need to know, like you said, Goodnight, that we see and hear them, right? They're in. Typically, when we're wanting to validate somebody, in my head, I'm picturing, you know, more of a meltdown, somebody who's heightened emotionally, right? So we're not even clearly thinking. And validating, external validation, which is what we as therapists or parents or teachers are. We are external validators, right? Because they don't have the skills yet to do it for themselves. Mm-hmm. Hopefully takes them out of that emotional heightened state and starts to bring them back down cognitively. So we do that by saying, hey, what happened, right? And let them tell the story. And we're not disagreeing with them. We're not trying, we're not at that point, we're not trying to get insight or have them find any insight. We're just trying to get them to tell us the story of what's going on or what are you thinking or, you know, what happened. And validating them that, man, I could see how you might think that, right? We're joining in. So when Goodnight says we're going down with them, I literally oftentimes am sitting on the floor against the wall with them, right? I think validation can be helpful if somebody is agitated, if you position yourself next to them. If someone is terribly sad or you sense that they're feeling very alone and that's the primary, then across from them, right? There are different ways that you want to align your physical presence. But to validate them also, you're nodding, right? You're using, you know, communication is what, 80-90% not the words we're using. So when we're validating, we're physically with them. I'm not checking my cell phone. I'm not checking my text, which I'm apt to do as my partners here are laughing. But I am given my full attention. That is validating first and foremost. And then I'm trying to get from them what happened, right? Not disagreeing with them, but getting their side of the story. Right. And then just empathizing with them. Man, that was hard. Man, you must be feeling angry, frustrated, sad, whatever. And typically, and our de-escalation process speaks to this, which we can talk about another time. But if you are throwing out feeling words in trying to validate how somebody is feeling, if you get it wrong, that is 1,000% okay. Because it gives them the sense that you're trying and they'll correct you. No, I'm not mad. I am furious, you know. Okay, I got you. You are, you know, furious. Yeah. So,
and I love what you said about, you know, even if they are reporting something that didn't remotely happen that way. And as adults, we're logical thinkers, we're problem solvers, and you immediately go to, oh, well, that, no, honey, that's not how it happened. This is how it happened. So you shouldn't be upset. You know, don't be upset. She didn't mean to do that. And we're well intentioned, but you're doing exactly what they do. Of course, they're not making sense. They're flooded with emotions. Their frontal lobe is offline. We should be going, well, of course you don't make sense. Of course it feels like that to you. It just, it doesn't come naturally if you're not taught that, you know, the importance of validating kids, even if their reality is not anywhere close to what actually happened.
And when we do that, there's this trust thing that starts happening. And so that's building on itself, because down the road when they are settled and we get to the place where we're ready to do some conflict resolution or let's talk through this and find out what really happened, we've not tried to change their mind. We've not tried to change their feelings. And so now that we have a little bit of that trust built into the relationship, we can talk about, you know, what did happen and ask questions and get real.
Yeah, that's a good point, Goodnight. We don't want to leave them or us in this fantasy world of, oh yeah, whatever you say happened actually happened, right? Like that's not what we're talking about. But it is about Once they see that you are joining in with them and that you care. You care enough to stop and to listen, right?
And they're starting to de-escalate. They're starting to get more of that thinking brain online. They're ready.
Because we want to teach them how to self-manage emotions. And if we're trying to change their emotions and they're hearing from us, it's not okay to be angry. It's not okay to be sad. If we're trying to constantly change that, then the message that they're hearing is this one is not okay. And so I either need to make it be really big or I need to shut it down where you can't see it.
And I can't trust what I'm feeling.
And I can't trust myself,
exactly.
Right? And so if I can't trust me, I'm certainly not going to trust you. But if we validate in the moment what's going on, it just builds on itself. And what we see happen here at the school is that if we can do that with the kiddos, they do come around to the real story. Once their brain settles down and the glitter kind of settles with everything, they do come around and they do have a a really good perspective on situations many times, and they can even self-reflect and get to, you know, the solution or what needs to happen. So we want to be real careful. What we're talking about here is that I see you. I hear you. And it's okay. We're not talking about consequences. We're not talking about, you know, figuring out what happened right in this moment. All we're doing is letting the kids know that we see you. We can tell that you're having this emotion, and it is okay. And that's a big deal.
That's right. And it doesn't mean that there won't potentially be consequences. Right. Or, you know, whether it's natural consequences or how do you make this right or things like that. But in the moment or just in relationship with people, one of the foundational ways of connecting is validating. You know, we're talking about the kids, but let's be honest. We have to do this with each other, you know, or with your spouses or with coworkers and things. I mean, people
and one of the
need
things,
to be heard.
So I didn't mean to step on you there, but one of the things that we have to make sure that we're real clear on right now is we're sitting around a table talking about this and no one's emotions are up. So if I'm a teacher or a clinician and I've had a real evocative situation happen with a kiddo or a parent and a kid, they're listening to this going, oh yeah, that sounds great. But when I've been at work all day and I've driven home and we fought in the car going down 635 and we both pull up, well, both people are up here. This does not work.
So what do you do?
If both people are, so that's where you have to step away. It's not time for that because you cannot validate someone else's emotions when you're flipping your own lid, right? We're so in our head and we're not in a place where we can problem solve and talk like that. And so what does that look like at the school? Teachers have to step off and another staff member has to step in. A clinician has to step off. And we're really good at reading that around here. And so it's not an equal comparison to your home. But what we spend a lot of time teaching families is take a break. This doesn't have to be solved right this minute. Even if stuff's breaking and doors are slamming, talking at that point's not going to help. Validation will not happen in that scenario. It's not going to happen. And so we have to let our dust kind of settle, let the glitter settle, and then go back and go, wow, I could tell you were really angry, you know, because of this. Is that right? And then they start giving us feedback around that.
So, good night. We're talking about, you know, validation. Wait till you're calm, right? Not driving down 635, everybody kind of agitated or whatever. And, you know, I think for me, one of the easiest tricks, like I guess or maybe for those listening, one of the easiest tools to take away as far as how to validate, right? If you can remember this one thing, this is kind of the cheat in my head that I remember is you can literally just listen to what someone is saying and then repeat it back to them. So, for example, I'm in class and I'm working with some students and, little Bobby gets super frustrated and he's yelling and I go over and I say, Bobby, what is going on? Help me help you. What's going on? And he says, Johnny took my red crayon. In that moment, I can say one of two things. I could say, man, Johnny took your red crayon. Or I could say, man, you look really angry. Johnny took your red crayon. But either one of those statements, whether you add in the emotion that you're seeing, and eventually you would want to do that, but even just reflecting what you see or reflecting exactly what they've heard is validating. And it starts the conversation and it starts them feeling supported and validated.
Okay, well, I think that wraps up what we wanted to share today about one of the tools that we would want to give our families on validation. Thank you, Mr. Goodnight and Becky, for being on the podcast today. And certainly if you're part of our Vanguard community and want to talk more or have questions, reach out to your level therapist or Mr. Goodnight or Becky, and we are always here to support you.
Thank you for listening to Vanguard Unpacked. If you would like more information, please visit us at vanguardprepschool.com.